Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2186, How to Strategically Use Credit Cards and The Pain of Paying, Carrying Cash, both by Philip Dancy of DancyWithMoney.com. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet, sometimes a little too enthusiastically. But for now, let's get right to today's two posts as we optimize your life. How to Strategically Use Credit Cards by Philip Dancy of DancyWithMoney.com. Credit cards. They usually have a bad reputation because of our bad money habits and the $7,000 average household debt held on a card. Additionally, the credit providers claim they want to help us get what we want and or need. But in fact, they're secretly hoping we carry a balance each month so they can make money off the interest they charge us. However, what if I told you there's a way to stick it to these credit card providers? Well, you're in luck. Today, we'll be discussing three different ways to strategically use your credit cards. Rewards credit cards. We all have things that we like. Retail therapy at Target, catching flights and not feelings, or even that avocado toast with your friends on the weekends. If you're strategic, there are actually credit cards that will give you cash or points to do the things you like. Who doesn't like free stuff? For example, a lot of living arrangements require us to pay rent. My wife and I currently use our cash rewards cards to pay our rent, and we get back roughly $30 a month. When you attach a rewards card to everyday expenses that you pay, such as groceries, utilities, and the internet, cash back adds up. We're talking about hundreds of dollars per year that can be used to either pay for other items or put right back towards your credit card bills. For travel cards, it could mean a free couple of trips throughout the year. For retail cards, it could mean free retail therapy sessions. Responsible balance transfers. Balance transfers can be a lifesaver for some individuals. Note, emphasis on responsible. A balance transfer is the process of transferring high interest debt from one or more credit cards to another one with a lower interest rate. Using the strategy will help you apply more payments to the principal balance and in return, eliminate credit card debt faster. As of late, several low-interest credit cards are offering introductory incentives, such as 0% APR for the first 12 to 18 months. This gives you the opportunity to pay back all of your credit card debt without worrying about interest. This strategy could potentially save you hundreds of dollars on interest, depending on how much credit card debt you owe. Remember, balance transfers are only effective if you don't add additional debt and pay it off within the 0% APR period. Pay the full balance each month. Yes, you heard that right. Don't just pay the minimum, but pay the entire credit card bill balance each month. This is the only guarantee to avoid interest charges on your credit card. In return, you're preventing these credit card companies from making money off you. You know how Jay-Z said something along the lines of, "If you can't buy it two times, you can't afford it"? We should use the same concept when it comes to our credit cards. Were those Jordans worth the added cost of interest if you couldn't pay off the credit card bill balance? When it comes to credit cards, we should all try and be strategic with our swiping. Get those rewards points towards your next flight and avoid those interest charges. The Pain of Paying, Carrying Cash by Philip Dancy of DancyWithMoney.com. Remember that epic weekend you had recently? The one where there were multiple day parties, festivals, or bar hopping? Yeah, that one. At the end of the weekend, we all checked our mobile banking app to discover we spent way more than we anticipated. There are many reasons why this may have occurred, but today I want to introduce a concept I call the pain of paying and explain why we should all try to start using cash whenever possible. The pain of paying is a concept based on the idea that because some purchases are a little more painful than others, we should try to avoid them. For example, a $200 parking ticket hurts more than paying $200 for shoes. Additionally, even if the price of something is the same, it may hurt more based on if you're using cash versus a credit card. Whether you want to admit it or not, we've all experienced the pain or tried to avoid the pain of paying at one point in time. Can't you remember that time you decided to use your credit card instead of cash or debit at the store because you didn't want to see all that money leave your account at once? Yeah, that was avoiding the pain. Guess what? The reason we feel this pain is because the psychological effect of buying something is higher when you physically hand over cash, because you instantly feel the impact and notice the money leaving your wallet or purse. With a credit card swipe, we don't usually feel the impact until the next billing cycle or when we actually decide to check our account. The pain of paying concept has led me to try to use cash when I can and encourage the people I help to do the same. I personally use cash for my play money, eating out, and other extracurriculars. And before you ask, there are two main benefits of using cash. Visually seeing your money leave your hand can help with the following. Number one, it can help you stay within your budget. Once you spend your allotted cash for the weekend, event, or category, such as bar or brunch, it's gone. And number two, it can help curb unnecessary spending. When you know you have to make your cash last for a certain period of time, you might cut back on making those $5 or $10 purchases that add up before we know it. How about that daily Starbucks fix that you think you need, or even that LaCroix sparkling water? I'm personally guilty of this one. Whether it's Starbucks, brunches, or even festivities for the entire weekend, I challenge you to use cash for the next 30 days for some of your expenses. I'm sure you'll see a shift in your spending habits if you stick with it. You just listened to the post titled, How to Strategically Use Credit Cards and The Pain of Paying, Carrying Cash, both by Philip Dancy of DancyWithMoney.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college? I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Paying for everything in cash is a great tactic to rein in spending if you find yourself mindlessly swiping your credit card. When I was getting out of debt, I stopped using credit cards and paid for everything with my debit card, while also tracking every dollar I spent on an app on my phone. Regardless of how you go about it, I think both paying in cash and tracking your spending get you to the same goal. They bring more awareness to where you're spending money. I suggest pairing a cash spending only strategy alongside a budget that you're consistently reviewing and tweaking. Awareness alone isn't enough to change your habits. You'll need to take those insights you gained from your increased awareness and use them to strategize around your budget. I think the goal here is to get yourself to a place where you're consistently living below your means. Once those healthy spending habits are in place, you'll need to think about this stuff a whole lot less, and then you can move beyond cash spending and optimize credit card usage for the reward benefits. I personally focus on credit card churning, where I open a card, spend just enough to earn the signing bonus, and then move on to the next card that has a good signing bonus at that time. So I'm only ever spending on one card at a time. It makes it so much easier to track my spending as well. Now keep in mind that I only started having fun with credit cards in this way after I got completely out of debt and overcame any temptation to overspend. This only works out favorably for me because I'm 100% committed to never carrying a credit card balance again. That'll do it for today. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day. And I'll be back in just a second for our bonus Sunday episode, where your optimal life awaits.